The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
I started to discuss the dua iftitah that we recite every night in the month of Ramadan, keeping in mind that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran itself, when he talks about fasting, he also talks about the issue of dua. When he says that when they ask you, where am I? Inni qareebun ujibu da'wat al-da'i. That I'm close to you and I respond to your dua and your prayers. And I wanted to take this opportunity to talk about dua iftitah, so that something which we recite already every month of Ramadan, but you know, this will give more understanding of what we are reciting. However, I see that, you know, 5 nights was not enough to cover all the different sections of it. I divided it into 7, and we are just into the second of it. Tonight, I would like to actually go back to one phrase, one sentence from the dua that we discussed last night, where we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After praising Him, we say, فَصِرْتُ عَدُوكَ آمِنًا. You know, I continue to pray to you with hope, you know, not out of fear. I'm not scared. I have this confidence in how you have treated me in the past. And then we come to this sentence, فَإِنْ أَبْتَ عَنِّي أَطَبْتُ بِجَهْلِي عَلَيْكَ. If the response to my dua is being delayed from your side, you know, I, out of my ignorance, blame you. And I say, you know, Allah, what's the problem? And I'm praying to you every day, but there's no answer. And this is the dua coming from Imam Asr Ajjalallahu Ta'ala Farajul Sharif, where he's looking at a human condition. He's saying, yes, you feel bad about delaying of the dua. Ali says that, know that the one who holds the treasures of the heavens and the earth, قَدْ عَذِنَ لَكَ فِي الدُّعَى. He has allowed you to basically pray to him. That's a very important point that Ali is making here. And then he says, remember, there are 3 outcomes. When he says that Allah has guaranteed the response, there are 3 outcomes. The response might not always be what we want. But he says, number one, وَرُبَّمَا أُخِّرَتْ عَنْكَ الْإِجَابَةِ لِيَكُونُ ذَٰلِكَ أَعْظَمُ لِأَجْرِ السَّائِلِ وَأَجْزَلَ لِعْطَاعِ الْأَمَلِ. He says, sometimes the delay, the acceptance of dua is delayed. It's not rejected. But you don't get it when you want it. You know, it is given to you later on. And so, Amir al-Mu'mineen says, sometimes acceptance of dua is delayed for you, with the view it's being a source of greater reward to the supplicant and a better gift to the hopeful ones. The second outcome, وَرُبَّمَا سَأَلْتَ الشَّيْءَ فَلَا تُؤْتَاهُ وَأُوْتِيْتَ خَيْرًا مِنْهُ عَاجِلًا وَآجِلًا أَوْ عَاجِلًا. Sometimes you ask for something and Allah does not give that to you. Not a rejection. You know, you asked for something, but you didn't get that. Rather, what is given to you? Something even better than what you asked. So the first was delay. The second was replacement. You were asking for one thing, and Allah replaced your dua with something better. What you were asking, Allah gave you even something better. And then we come to, and that could be either immediate or maybe in the future. It could be in dunya, sometimes it could even be in the akhirah. Our perspective should not be narrow, it should be wider to keep the barzakh and akhirah also in our mind. And the third option, that's where we will get more, into problem here. أَوْ صُرِفَ عَنْكَ. Sometimes you ask for something and Allah diverts it away. Doesn't give it to you at all. Why? لِمَا هُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكَ. Because diverting your plea from you, not responding to it, is actually better for you. فَلَرَبَّ عَمْرٍ قَدْ طَلَبْتَهُ فِيهِ هَلَاكُ دِينِكَ وَلَوْ أُوتِيتَهُ. Because sometimes what you are asking for is detrimental to your religion, your faith, your iman. So there is a situation where Allah will respond negatively. The response is there. Even by denying you, actually it's a response. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is where we come to that, statement of the dua. وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لِي لِعِلْمِكَ بِعَاقِبَةِ الْأُمُورِ. Where the Imam Asr is saying, say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sometimes you delay and I'm angry with you, but then I realize it is for my betterment because you know the outcome of what will happen if I have it. And so this is where we have to realize even the third option, which is in a way denial, it is also a response. A response in a sense that Allah is looking at the outcome of it. Whether this is good for you or not. Sometimes our children, especially when they are becoming, teenagers, they ask for so many things. They would like to have a motorbike, new, and they become very crazy. As father, and more than that, a mother will be very worried. No, he's not going to get that. Maybe 5 years after. So there will be a delay, or sometimes absolutely not. It's not because they don't like the child. It is out of their concern. They are looking at the outcome. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sometimes we really want something, but Allah knows that I give it to him. He will go down. He will lose his faith. And this is where we have to realize فَلِتَكُنْ مَسْأَلَتَكَ فِي مَا يَبْقَى لَكَ جَمَالُهُ وَيَنْفَ عَنْكَ وَبَالُهُ. Ali then ends by saying, so when you ask for something, make sure that there is it is beauty in it. There is, the outcome would be beautiful for you and not become a bala for you. فَالْمَالْ لَا يَبْقَى لَكَ وَلَا تَبْقَى لَهُ. Because sometimes you ask for mal, but remember, it will not always stay with you, nor are you going to live that long for the mal. You will end up leaving everything behind before even using it. And so these are the three outcomes. One is delay, one is replacement in a better form, and the third where Allah says, I know the aqibatul umur, the outcome of what will happen to you, and therefore I don't want to give it to you. So even in that is a response, and it is a positive response because Allah knows the outcome of our future.
Dear listeners of the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, you can follow this program entitled Minbar every day in the month of Ramadan. If you have any suggestion, you can send us your email at englishradio@irib.ir.
Love is everywhere, so much peace fills up the air. Ramadan, month of the Quran, I feel it inside me, strengthening my iman. But how I wish you'd be here with me all year Ramadan, 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 ya Habib, Ramadan, Ramadan, ليتك دوما قريب, ليتك دوما قريب.